Again, what's the Gemara again? That Hokanami Mestavra. This is the Svar also this way. Titzoni Seifer, the Seifer says, Imishenos Nuloi. If after this Shimon that picked up the Mitzia already gave it to Reuven, Omar Nizuchisi boy says, I want to keep it for myself, Tchila at the beginning, Lo Yamakulum, he's not saying anything. So who are Tchila the Seifer Lomli? What's the word Tchila doing in the Seifer? Shita, Afakat Lo Yamak Tchila Tchila Kamar. Avad in the Seifer, what he meant to say is that even though Shimon gave it to Reuven, he meant to say, but listen, when I first picked it up, I meant to pick it up for myself, not to pick it up for you. So Shita Tchila Kamar. What do we have to say this for? And Rashi says, "Lama lemisnei bar tchilah pshita? He afilu lo yamak tchilah feirish mustam tchilah kama. So he wants the meimah nizreichem la'achshav. So the Yavar had to say, it belongs to me now. It's not on my hands. So pshita, since he already gave it over, he meant to say at the beginning it was mine. So why does the seifa have to say the word tchilah? El alavo kamashma. Here's come to teach us that ratio, the yamak tchilah. The ratio, when it says in the ratio, it also means dafka tchilah. Like we said, that he says, when I first picked it up, I did not have you in mind. How do I keep it for myself? That's why Taka, Reuven, the Shimon, the one that picked it up, keeps it. Vidach, the one that asked this for Kasha, how did he learn Pshat? Vidach, Tony, safe for the Gluya Rasha. I say it says in the Sefer to learn back to the Rasha. Safe for the Yom Atchila. Only in the Sefer did they say the word Chila. But Rasha Blu Yom Atchila. But Rasha, I tell you, he's not saying the word Chila. Rasha, even though when he first picked it up, Taka had a mind to give it over to Reuven, still it means nothing. Because we hold Hamad Vim, Tila Chaveroi, is like Kona Chaveroi. So kids, so that's the kasha, the Yisula, but Ula answers that, there's no kasha from our Mishnah. It could be, everybody holds HaMadviya Metzila Chaveroi is Kona Chaveroi, in a case where you could be Zecher for yourself, you have a right to give it over to somebody else. And now Mishnah, what this Shimon picking up the Metzila means to say is, that I never picked it up for you, at the beginning I only had myself in mind. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizu B'Yamar Tevayu. They both say that HaMagdiya Metzila Chaveroi Loi Kona Chaveroi. They both all know if Reuven picks up a Metzia, even though he could pick it up for himself, but now that he decides to pick it up for his friend, is Loi Kona Chaveroi. My time, and what's the reason? He could do it for himself if he wants to. Why can't he do it for somebody else? So I'll tell you, Heve Toifes Labal Choiv B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim. You are grabbing it now for somebody else. It's a Lashon. Like your Toifes, you're grabbing the money for a Bal Choiv. Somebody that has the right to receive this money, and therefore, in B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim, where it's a chav, you're ruining it for other people. In other words, if you would have not picked up this Metzia for your friend, maybe somebody else would have come and picked it up. So, if you pick it up for yourself, you have a right to take it for yourself. But you have no right to maybe be a shliach, like to do something for your friend, when you're ruining it for somebody else. That's the klal, v'yatzifis l'bal chayiv. B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim is l'kona. When you have tofus and you're grabbing away money from a Bal Chayv, let's say Reuven owes Shimon and Yehuda money. Reuven borrowed money from both Shimon and Yehuda. Now Shimon wants to go and grab away money from Reuven in order to pay back to Yehuda. So we say he has no right. You can't be tofus the money from Reuven to pay back to Yehuda, because it's possible that maybe Reuven owes the money to a third person also. So by you grabbing the money for Yehuda, you're losing out for yourself. Yisach won't be able to collect the money. So the only way you can be tofus is you're doing your friend a favor, but you can't do your friend a favor when it's ruining it for somebody else. That's the lashon of Rashi says, "Hey, v'toifus l'machol v'mokim shechav l'acherim, ki odom habo mi'elav." Like somebody comes by himself. V'toifus malin chaver b'shvil choyv sheyesh liachir alav. You want to grab away money from Reuven to pay back somebody that Reuven owes the money to. Now, as the fasenu bal choyv acher, you want to grab it for your friend before another bal choyv comes and grabs it. So it comes out, by you're grabbing it, you're ruining it for the second Bal Chayiv. So therefore you have no right, like Rashi says, Chavon Yodim, you have no right to do something to make it bad for your friend. So, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav has the kasha to Rav Nachman. Is this true? It says, Alocho, Metzias Poyo Liatzma. If you have a workman, if he finds a Metzias even while he's working, he has the right to keep it for himself. Now, B'nei Devom Amurim, when this said, this man, Shomoloi Balabayis, when the Balabas hired this workman, told him, Nachesh Shimi Hayim, I want you to work on the fields today. In other words, I only hired you just to do this job, to prune, to clean out this field. Eider Imai Hayim, just clean out this field. The type of Eider is a type of plowing in the fields. Avol Omaloi, but if the owner told the worker like this, I say Imi Melocha Hayim, like I want you to work for me today. I'm not telling you what work to do. Any work you're going to do today is going to be for me. Then the law is Mitzvah Shavala Bayis. if the poil you work picks up a mitzvah, finds a mitzvah, halacha is that mitzvah goes to the balabos. So the question is why? Like, why does this mitzvah belong to the balabos? Lechura, true, you hired him to work for you, so anything he does is doing for you. So when he picks up a mitzvah, he's also doing it for you. But if you're telling me now that type is lebachal b'mokam shechal lechayim is lekona, so when he picks up this mitzvah, he picks it up to somebody else, he's telling me the din is lekona chaveri. So how come here when you work to fix up the mitzvah, do we say the Baal HaBos gets it? So when it says, oh, Malay, the answer back, no. Shani poyo poyo is much different. Your worker is different. Your worker is not like a third person doing something for you, but by your worker, the klal is the yodo kiyad Baal HaBos. The yad, the hand of the worker, is mom is considered like the Baal HaBos himself. So it's considered like you yourself are picking it up for yourself. That's why there's no surf and tables about it. But the Marai, the Omer Rav, Rav only said that Toyo Yochol Achzu by Afilu B'chatzei Yoyim, a worker has a right to retract, even in the middle of the day. So who you see is not called Kiyad Baal HaBos. Kiyad Baal HaBos would mean that he can't retract, he can't go back on his own work. But Rav holds no, a Toyo the worker has a right to stop working in the middle of the day. So what's that so what? Omelay. But I tell you, Kol Kama, the way Hoda Day, Kiyad Baal HaBos. True, but as long as he does not retract, as long as he does not stop working, his hand is still like Yad Baal HaBos Dami. So therefore, when the poil picks it up, his kinyan helps for the Baal HaBos. But he heard the day, but when the poil decides to stop working, I'll tell you, time acharino, there's a different reason how come he has a right to stop. Yes, because the pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that b'nei Yisrael is to me for slaves, so darshin avod b'hem, they should be an ever to Hashem. For lo yavod and lo yavod, we're not supposed to be working for another person. That's a swara called upon him to say that a poyo, even though you accepted upon yourself to work for somebody, but if you want to retract in the middle of the day, you have a right to retract. Rashi says, Hod di yom adchi, hod di bay, rishusay bi yodoy, lav mishum di yad hashta lav bi yad balabaisu. Not because up until now it's not considered you're in the balabas's rishus. And the time achrinahu, sheina shaloi ki evit. That true, a worker is not mamish like you're evit. He wants to stop working and not get paid for the rest of the day. He has a right to do that. But Kolponim calls the man he's working for you, though, his yad is called Kiyad Baal HaBos Dami. That's what even though they hold that Hamakviya Metzila Chaveiroi is Loikona Chaveiroi, because of the Klal of Asaytos of the Homer Shechem Lecharim is Loikona Chaveiroi, but when your poyim, when your worker picks up for you, then Taka the Kinyan helps for you. The Omer Rab Chiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yechanan. He holds no, that if you pick up a mitzvah for your friend, the kinyan does help. We say, Migu Zochra Nafshay helps for your friend. I could ask the question from our Mishnah, how Mishnah's Mashma, that when he first picked up the mitzvah for his friend, so the kinyan does not help. The Mishnah is talking about that, with the one writing only told him, please give it to me. But the one writing never told the one picking it up to be Zocharet for me. So therefore, when the Shimon picked up the Mitzvah, he never had in mind to pick it up Amanas, that the Kinyan right now, like a Mavir Mitzvah, should be for Reuven. Reuven on the now mission again, where Hoyi Reuchel Agabi Behema, for Roa Samitzvah, Yom Lachavera Tanoli, so just said Tanoli, he didn't say Zocharli. So Reuven that's running on the animal now just told Shimon, please give it to me. So it comes out that when Shimon first picked it up, Shimon did not pick it up Amanas, that this kinyan right now should be for Reuven. He picked it up Amanas to give it to Reuven. So if he gives it to Reuven, very good, then Reuven has it. But if he says he doesn't want to give it to him, he has the right to keep it for himself. But even though, if he would have picked it up Amanas to be Zocha for Reuven and Echnami, we talk old, he, at least he time he holds, that Amidvi Amitzil Chaveroi would be Kona Chaveroi. Now the kids in our sugi, Rashi has a famous sheet here. The Rashi says that will be say atzitus labachoyv. The mokem shechal lecherim is loy kona chaveroi. Rashi says that's only if it did not make you a shliach. Mashmoni has a schus al chia. Then we say you have no right to do a schus for one person if you're being a chav, if you're doing something bad for somebody else, you're ruining it for somebody else. But if, let's say Reuven would appoint you a beferish to be a shliach to do it for him, then you got shluch shlovim kamaisai. Then you have a right to be a tochas. For me, like you have a mokim, the Bailam itself. And this case is arguing, and Faisal says no, that Mashafirish Rashi Mashim Loyos, the Shliach and Nira. The very case of Mashma Gav Yudu, the Yem of Achoshu, and the Bachar of Machoshu, the Kerim, the Kanafilu Yos Shliach. Faisal says no, it's a story, you can't even make a Shliach. And also, the Shliach you can only make is to do something good, but you can't be a Shliach to do something for somebody if it's going to be harmful for somebody else. As the Mishnah says, what's going to be Ruah is the Mitzvah. If somebody sees the Mitzvah, you see an object on the ground, now, you fell on top of it. you didn't make a kinyan yet, you just fell on top of it. Or vo'acha the hechtik bo, somebody else comes and grabs a hold of it, like makes a kinyan on it. So zash hechtik bo zocha bo, the second one that made the mice the kinyan first, he keeps it. Even though the first one fell on top of it, but that's nothing. Falling on top of a mitzvah is not called a kinyan, therefore you do not receive it. Omer v'shloka says,